This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
740, Senator John McCain. Always an honor to speak with him and a pleasure to have you back on the show in one of your favorite cities. I know you love Chicago.
I certainly do. It's one of the most wonderful places in America and one of the many, many aspects of Chicago. They have a wonderful Ukrainian community here in Chicago, very patriotic people who are dedicated to the freedom of Ukraine, which is about to be invaded again by Vladimir Putin, by the way, even further.
Yeah, you know, I know a bunch of people are badgering you about Trump, and we talk about Trump nonstop. I'm more interested in talking about Putin because you know him better than just about anybody. We'll get back to the Ukrainian thing because it's huge here, as you know, as you mentioned. But how dangerous is he to all of us?
I think his ambitions are not to have a war with the United States. His ambitions, which he is succeeding to some degree, is restore the Russian Empire. And that means putting tremendous pressure on Ukraine, on the Baltics, other countries in the region, regain a position of influence in the Middle East, which he's just done. You might notice that we now have Russian bombers flying out of Iranian bases. That's right. A major escalation. While this president denies that we paid ransom to get those Americans back out of Iran, I have never seen in my lifetime the United States of America more disrespected and more bad things happening around the world. The most startling, of course, on the front page of almost every newspaper in America this morning, including Wall Street Journal, if you look at it, of a small little boy that just breaks your heart. And that is a result of a president who won't lead and a secretary of state who is probably the most disastrous, again, in my lifetime.
Well, the photo you're referencing, and if people haven't seen it, they certainly will if they spend any time online today, is a little boy. He looks to be maybe three. And covered in blood, his own and others, and in mud and dirt, as he was waiting to be treated at a hospital. And it is an absolute shame on all of us for not forcing our elected officials to pay more attention to Syria, to not allow just nonsense red line claims to be made without action, and to do something about people who are being slaughtered every second of every day there.
And it's all because the President of the United States believed in, quote, leading from behind. And he has an adoring media. I understand that. But, again, the latest, it's kind of symbolic. No, we didn't ransom them, these Americans that were being held illegally hostage by the Iranians. No, we didn't ransom them. We leveraged. I mean, you know, this kind of thing is... Trust in government is understandably at an all-time low, and Congress bears a great deal of the blame. But when you see these kinds of events continuing to take place, it just the American people's trust and confidence in government is at an all-time low. And so we have two candidates for president that the American people neither trust nor have confidence in.
Yeah, which is the ultimate disaster that sucks up the news coverage every second of every day. But in the meantime, something that's very concerning to you and to me and pretty much everybody else is paying attention is the state of our veterans and veterans care. One of the veterans that I know you have a lot of respect for and you're in town to do some work with is Senator Mark Kirk. What are your thoughts on Senator Kirk and his race?
He's one of the fine men I've known in the Senate. I've known him since he was a member of the House, representing a district around here. He understands military and national security issues in a way that very few do. He has that background experience in intelligence. He works harder than most anybody that I know, and we rely on him to a large degree at our luncheons and our meetings to update us on a lot of the things that are going on in the world and his perspective. I don't know anybody that works harder in the Senate. And by the way, as you also know, Steve, he's an awfully nice guy.
Yeah, he is a nice guy. And I'll tell you this, one thing that comes up all the time is, well, you know, Congresswoman Duckworth had really significant, devastating war injuries, and Senator Kirk has tremendous disabilities from the stroke. I can tell you, I've talked to both of them. Take that stuff off the table. Deal with it on the merits of who is the candidate that you think will best serve the state of Illinois and the country in the United States Senate. Because in the case of Senator Kirk, Senator McCain, you saw him this week. I see him all the time. He's incredibly vital, and he doesn't stop all day long.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I have the greatest respect for Congresswoman Duckworth. And we, all of us, appreciate her sacrifice and service, as we do all veterans. And as you say, I think you should take that off the table. Both have served honorably. I just happen to believe that in dangerous times, we need someone with Mark Kirk's experience and knowledge. I'd like to point out one other thing. Mm-hmm. There are going to be one and maybe three Supreme Court justices. We have to have a majority in the United States Senate. These decisions of Supreme Court justices, as you know, last for decades. I'd rather have Mark Kirk voting on that, frankly, to say the least.
As we go forward here, you've got your own tough reelection race, but within the past couple of days, you got 50 generals and admirals who have endorsed you. That has to be very satisfying, even after all the years you've served.
I was very touched by the fact, as you know, retired military individuals very rarely get engaged in political campaigns for a whole lot of good reasons. And I was very honored that some 55 representing hundreds of years of military experience issued a strong statement in support of my reelection. See, you know, anybody who takes their reelection for granted in this turbulent time is smoking something that's on the ballot in Arizona this November. So I'm very honored that they would do that. And listen, I just want to point out my major complaint, though, if I could. Every time...
Here we go. I know what this is. Wait, go ahead, Senator.
Arizona Coyotes game in Phoenix. They're full of Blackhawk shirts, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Did you get the Blackhawk sweater we sent to your office?
Yes, I got it. I burned it.
Oh, no.
I respect the fact that you realize.
You know, it really makes me so mad. They usually win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Andre, you were going to ask him about the Cubs if he's a Cub fan, too.
No. Are you a Cub fan?
I think they're wonderful, and I think they've got what you've got there in owners and the way that stadium is now. And we are so grateful to have them in the Valley for spring training. I mean, the hardest tickets to get in the Valley of the Sun for a spring training game is, guess what? A Cubs game. Yeah.
Sloan Park, that's a beautiful park. It's a great area.
Oh, yeah. They've done a great job there. And, again, I got to tip my hat to the owners. They've really done a great job.
You know, I want to swing you back to vets for one second here, because there is an organization we work with here a lot. It's run by a friend of mine. It's a microcosm of all of these great organizations that do great veterans work, because there's literally thousands of them. But it is an organization here called Rags of Honor, and Rags of Honor does silkscreen printed T-shirts. And Mark Doyle, the guy that started this, he goes out and he hires homeless veterans, which is just a scourge that statement could even come out of my mouth. You should never have a veteran that's homeless. But homeless veterans, and he puts them to work and helps them get back on their feet. And there's just support those kind of charities as much as you can, because we have veterans that are coming home. And, Senator, I just don't know that we're taking good care of them, are we?
Well, one of the indications of that, of course, is we have 8,000 veterans a year who are committing suicide. Homelessness is one of the major factors. Joblessness is another. And that number so far is not going down. We need more. We passed legislation called the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention Act about in memory of a young man who did commit suicide. And we've got a lot of work to do there on detection, on counseling, et cetera. But jobs and homes are very, very key. And then I just want to say a word about the VA. The VA has made some changes, but what we really need to do is implement this choice card where a veteran, just like a person on Medicare, can go to the VA where they're the best at, with wonderful people at traumatic brain injury, prosthesis, PTSD, et cetera. But if that veteran wants to go out to a healthcare provider, let them do it. And we were partially there, but you wouldn't believe the pushback we're getting from some of the veteran service organizations, by the way, and by, of course, the VA resisting that. When the veteran suicide number and the number of cases and people that have to come to my office for help goes down, then you will know we're making some progress.
Right.
In helping our veterans. Not until.
Amen to that. And as an American hero, it is always an honor to talk to you, even though you are completely delusional about our Chicago Blackhawks.
I hate them.
Here's what I know. Secretly, he closes the door in his office and he puts the Blackhawks sweater on and goes, man, that is a good logo. last word, Andrea.
Senator, despite what you think about the Blackhawks, you've had an amazing career, storied politician. Why stay in it? Why not retire and enjoy the Arizona sun?
The world is in turmoil. We have more refugees than any time since World War II. Our director of national intelligence, head of CIA, said there will be more attacks on the United States of America. As chairman of the Armed Services Committee, and we have the worst leadership in my lifetime in the presence of President Obama, the Secretary of Defense, and the Secretary of State. And also, I can continue to do a lot for the state of Arizona. Fire and water are our major challenges in Arizona. You've seen these fires going on in California. Same thing's happening to a lesser degree.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In Arizona, I just feel that I have can do a lot more for Arizona and the country, given what I know how to do. But you know, any race that anybody is in today, they better not take it for granted. And I'll be doing what I can to help my dear friend Mark Kirk.
Yeah, and by the way, there's an awful lot of people here, thousands who consider Phoenix a sister city and are citizens of Arizona, and they live here part time. And I'm sure Senator McCain would appreciate your support as well.
We're always grateful to see our dear friends from Chicago, and we welcome them. And I'm sorry that they have to leave when the temperature hovers around 105.
So we just stay indoors. Travel safely, Senator. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks for having me on, as always. Bye.
There you go. Senator John McCain, an American hero.
Oh, he's so great, except...
He puts the hot sweater on, and he goes into his office, and he looks in the mirror, and he goes, God, I hate how good I look in this.
The red looks so good on me.
Oh, the Indian head. Now I'm going to have to tell people I'm not wearing it. Hide it in the closet.